hey, ad libby guys.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I'm with you, I'm with you.
Nappy boy.
Hey. Yeah.
Nappy boy.
Hey.
Nappy boy.
Turn up the bass.
Turn up the bass.
Turn up the treble.
Turn up the treble.
About to take it to a whole nother level. Jason, turn up what we playing.
What we playing?
I need the whole world to hear what I'm saying.
Come on.
Cause his pod means so much to me. Gonna keep grinding till we all on TV. And if we gonna make it big, we gotta be bigger than we're doing on the other show.
Gotta be the
coolest.
Gotta be the
highest.
Gotta be the best podcast you ever heard in your life.
I feel every time it's real.
Best podcast you ever heard in your life.
Take it there. Come on.
And number everybody that hands in the air.
Come on.
If you feel that vibe,
what?
Go ahead and like and subscribe.
Set.
Now we got the best podcast in the world.
What?
Best podcast.
Talk to me now. Woo!
Hey.
Love it, love it. Love it. Clean.
I like that. I like that.
That was the chills. That was, oh my God, chills. Clean. I just said that name a couple episodes. Oh my God, chills.
Literal chills.
Literal chills. Oh my God. Go ahead, Adams. Take us away.
I wasn't a surprise. I don't see it yet.
Oh, yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, what are we doing? What's a surprise?
Oh, I don't know why you're looking at Mally. Because I'm starting off today. It's Adams Jathira. It's A-D-A-M.
Don't forget the S-D-E-S-I-R,
and welcome to the very last episode of the season of Talk to Me Nice.
Yes, sir.
Nicole,
are we recording?
Oh, it's me. It's your girl, Nicole Fox Davis, and you can follow me on all social media platforms at Nicole Fox Davis.
Okay. Virtual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Did he catch that?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That might be the best catch I've ever seen in my life. Put that in my pocket because y'all don't deserve it. But it's your boy, Mally K. You can follow me on all social media platforms at MALIIIKAY. You already know the vibes.
We know it.
It's your boy Will with the visuals. You can follow me on all social media platforms at @IAMWill_visuals.
Mm-hmm.
One more time for the people in the back. I am Will_visuals.
What you can see.
And it's your boy Jason Jordan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music.
What we finna do?
Check me out.
Ugh.
And if you,
filthy.
Brother,
wipe it off. Like,
brother, ooh.
You ever get some gunk on your hand? You're like,
I'm done.
Ooh. That was disgusting.
That's that garbage juice. When you take out the garbage.
That's triggering.
And then you cut your leg off.
That's triggering.
Then you cut your leg off.
Clear.
Love it.
But with that being said, if you didn't hear it back then you're going to hear it now. You can subscribe to the podcast on all social media platforms. That's YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. So hit that like button, give us a comment, and subscribe. To Talk to Me Nice.
On all social media platforms. Nice.
Him, her. Bodies.
Oh, I forgot about that part.
I forgot that part.
That I got. Love it. It's not doing that.
Yeah. I like that. Okay. So, Will, there's this thing that you do episode.
You're right.
Doing it again?
I'm going to redirect that to Jason.
Oh, okay.
So, Jason, the question is, how often are we dropping?
Every single week.
Except this week, because we don't have an episode coming out this week. It's dropping next week.
Every single week.
Hey, man.
What?
29.
I don't know how you do that every
so quick.
Every episode, you do that so well.
We've been consistent for 30 weeks.
29 episodes?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's wild work.
Give us one.
Most podcasts, they stop after what?
One.
Three?
Three is easy.
They stop after.
Look.
Hey, look. They stop after one.
Some don't even
Wow.
Clip that, Will.
Wow.
They stop after 10. They never get to 10. Mm. We done made it to 20.
And first of all, we done did 30 in one season.
In one
clap it
season.
Up. Yeah, yeah.
A lot of great changes, too. A lot of great changes. We added two people.
Added two people to the pod. We've added had Discord episodes. We've had... What else?
Yeah,
we've had
a lot
of guests.
Oh, travel pod.
Travel pod.
Travel pod.
We have Valentine's Day pod.
Travel pod.
Traveling.
Travel pod.
Two travel pods.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, we doing the
damn. We gotta do that again.
You said two. I said.
What was the other one?
You mean, I forgot. He's like, wait, what?
What?
We gotta do that again.
Yeah, no, fact.
I know. I've heard you've been fiending.
I
heard you've been
back.
Scratching the walls.
I've been picking up more hours so that I could put more money down aside for that vacation.
Okay, January.
Puerto Rico's calling us back.
February, actually, my birthday. Soon come.
January, February?
Yeah, we're going to do it for your birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Soon come.
That'd be fire.
Puerto Rico, celebrate my 30th.
I'm supposed to be going to Puerto Rico for my birthday.
And you
y'all don't know my birthday. You know, they got it.
No. I was more concerned.
I would love for us all to go. I vocalized it, Nicole.
I was more concerned about you not inviting us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I want all of us to go. Okay. Nicole, you hear that?
Hello.
It's just an idea. It was just an idea. Nothing's set in stone yet. It's either Puerto Rico or Paris. I'm not sure yet.
That's a real big budget change.
That's such a huge jump. Because
isn't a ticket to France is like $1,000?
First of all, that we're talking about actually leaving the country.
That's crazy work.
Yeah, I heard niggas being there.
And a flight is 8 hours and some change?
Will.
Yeah. No.
That's
who said niggas being
that's
there?
That's one. That's
Will.
Hey, niggas in
no,
Paris.
Don't let it. No, don't explain it. Don't true. Explain it. Because it flew over their heads. Let it go.
No. Hey, I got it.
I'm chilling.
Oh, no, I understand the reference.
I'm ready to get into the games, man.
It's a musical, it's a musical lyric.
That's actually one of my fantasy football names in Jigba's in Paris.
It's a musical reference.
Because that's one of my fantasy football names because of the dude on the Seahawks. His last name is Njigba, so my name is Njigba's in Paris.
Please stop the game.
My other one is I Chase Brown Kids.
Please start the game.
The game. Because
the running back on the Bengals is Chase Brown.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow. Okay.
Just for people who are watching, Nicole is driving. Don't pod and drive out here, people.
Right.
Nicole can because she's a pro, but
yeah, we're adding that to our repertoire. We can now
pod and drive. Pod and that's drive. Hey, pod mobile.
Pod mobile.
Hey. Pod mobile.
I know somebody. We can figure that out. I know somebody that was trying to do that but didn't succeed at it.
Mobile pod. Okay. I feel like that
was
a shot
for someone.
They're
not at 29 episodes.
Come on now.
Mm. Preach. Nope. Preach.
Talk to them.
Talk to them nicely.
Nice.
Jason
nicely.
Knows who I'm talking
so
about.
So that game.
Yeah, the game.
Jason knows who I'm talking about.
Blind ranking, right, guys? You
don't
know?
Look at me like that.
You love it, you know? Nothing new, blind ranking. You know, we have fun here.
Yeah, how do you play it again?
By now?
Yeah,
you just ain't getting it.
Listen, if you don't get it by now,
then you just don't get it.
Listen, we just not getting at the rah-rah back to the hotel, back to the rah-rah. If you don't know, you know.
Greg, what are you talking about? Oh my God.
Yo.
It's like, what the fuck, Kobe Bryant? What is he talking about?
What is he talking about?
You're welcome. Go ahead, Will.
All right, blind ranking. The topic is, since we've been here for, you know, back to school, you know, people going back to school.
Losers. School.
Can't relate.
Have fun in school.
Can't relate.
Have fun doing your homework.
Nicole,
loser.
How's it feel?
Nicole's back in school.
Oh.
Talk to me nice now.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. We're talking.
Talk to me nice now.
I hear
okay,
you.
Now.
So the topic is.
Talk to me nice episode coming from Penn State soon.
Go. Ooh.
All right.
Ooh.
I got to learn how to do that.
All right, so the topic is school struggles we all had. School struggles we all had. Blind ranking.
Oh, okay.
All right, first one is getting caught passing notes from 1 out of 5.
Where
are you ranked
at? Note to?
Well, you try and pass your note to your crush, but you pass it to someone else.
It's
someone else is going to pass it to her.
I slide it like this.
Oh, that okay. one nosy like kid.
Okay.
You got the one nosy kid opening up.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, who this to?
Who this to? Who you pass that to?
Jason, who you want me to give this note to?
Why are you yelling? Why are you
yelling? No, hey. Wait. We had conversation notebooks.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry.
So that was better.
Wait, what?
A conversational book?
You passed the whole book?
What was y'all doing in Rawway?
I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't part of
you
that.
You had like a composition notebook, and it would look like it's one of your like school books, and then you would pass that.
Oh,
as
so
your
it
notes.
Doesn't look like you're passing.
Nicole, I don't have to say that much. You like me or not? Yes or no?
I don't have time to write a whole novel.
Do you like me? Yes or no?
I gave you a book of poems.
I'm not
roses
lie.
Are red.
Not
the poem three.
Oh, hey,
roses are red.
That's, no, I ain't reading this shit.
The nigga said, roses are red, violets are blue. I like me. Do you like me too? Nigga, what?
I like me. Do you like me too?
Do you like me too? Do you like me? I like me.
You doing well. Oh, my God.
Oh, nah, boy. That's when a teacher takes notebook, starts reading it out loud.
Yikes.
He's just sitting there.
Oh, yes.
Yikes.
So, Cynthia,
you just
Jason
there.
Wants to know if you like him. I'll put two answers on the board, and you come up and circle one. She come up and circle that. No, you got to walk out the class, man. You got That's how villains are made. You gotta.
That's the. I'm airing it out. That's a villain arc.
He
right
said,
there. "Ah, nah, nah." That's a villain arc right there.
All right. So passing notes. One out of five.
That conversation notebook. That's a genius
idea. I would say four.
Yeah. Because
I never got caught.
I'd say five because I never really passed notes before.
Damn. Adams, please live. Sorry.
Please live.
She's back.
All right.
She's back.
You had a good 2 weeks off, huh, Adam?
Wow. It's cool.
All right.
It's cool. So we're all just going to say four, even though I said five?
Yeah. Yeah.
Four.
Next one is.
You had the intro. Go ahead.
Yeah, you had the intro.
Okay.
Next one is raising your hand and forgetting your question.
Five. I'd say five.
Okay.
Yeah, we all say
five. I'd be like, shit.
It's.
Teacher, yeah. I'd be like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, what did you say? Shit.
Yeah, five. That's cool.
Yeah, I agree with five, too.
Five.
Okay, so we got four and five.
Five.
Next one, your mom showing up with your lunch that you forgot.
Oh,
that I forgot?
No,
yeah,
is,
you forgot.
That
yeah.
could be five.
Five.
Give me my lunch. I'm not eating school lunch.
Yeah, but you got to prepare yourself for that conversation when you get home.
She's bougie.
She had to leave work.
And you got
to
be embarrassed. Come get your lunch.
Come get your PB&J.
And Will.
I'd say.
And Will with the shoulders. And Will.
I'd say two.
I mean, if it's McDonald's, then I could flex real quick. And nobody's getting them fries.
Nah, you get
them fries.
You walking with that McDonald's?
Don't let you get a toy with it.
Not a disappointment. That's right.
Don't let you get a toy with it.
You looking at other people's food like.
That's what you got.
Looks like it's broke over there.
You grab a fry, you like,
could have been me.
Was that free lunch?
It smelled good too.
Like, hey, you want to trade your fries for my granola bars?
Mm-mm.
Granola bar. That joke was rough.
You ever see somebody close a flip phone?
One.
I put it at three.
What?
Yeah, three.
I'm not three.
I say two, honestly, because.
So wait, so three, two.
You just want to be different.
That's cool.
Next one. It's only because like everybody else gets a lunchbox.
Nah,
because
if it was Adam's parents coming in, I'd be embarrassed too.
Yikes.
They gonna make a scene.
Yikes.
No, because they're gonna make a scene.
Oh boy, they gonna make a scene, Adams? You think?
I didn't know that.
Okay.
All right. Next one is. Getting picked last in gym.
One.
Remember this?
Yeah, I'm saying.
Jason.
You fool.
You fool. Fool. Me.
You just guaranteed your loss.
Yeah, you want to lose.
Impossible.
Now I'm smoking all y'all.
Yeah. I'm a gym class hero.
He said, dodgeball.
Hero.
Pick me last. Get ready.
Fool.
Everybody knew the gym class hero.
I'm a try hard. You just messed up.
You just messed up. You just goofed up. That's all. You lost. Hey, look at me. Don't miss.
That's crazy.
Don't miss.
All I'm saying is don't let me get the ball.
Oh, my God.
You're not getting it back.
What was that game you played where it was like handball? It was like a combination of kickball and handball where you had to run straight and everybody was like spaced out and they had to pass the ball and then tag you out with the ball. What game was that?
I don't remember. I think it was one of those just stupid iterations of kickball.
It was.
Because they were trying to make everybody get involved. That's not rugby. No, they were. It was kickball, but people in kickball would just stand around. So in order to get people to not stand around,
that?
You had to pass it to everybody and then tag the person out.
You know what I'm talking about.
Pissed me off. That's when some, people would just stand around.
I know exactly what you're talking about. That's some South Plainfield nonsense. I know exactly what game you're talking about. That's some Mr. Hunt.
Which one is better? Dodgeball or guard the castle, guard the pit?
Guard the castle was fun.
Guard the castle is number one, I think.
That's like jail ball, right?
Jail ball. Yeah, you taking me back, though.
Hold up. So what is guard the castle?
Jail ball? Oh, my God.
Guard the castle is like.
You have three pins. Mm-hmm. So not only were you playing dodgeball and trying to get people out. And then it'll always be that one person. And they're like, yo, guard it.
That you take me back, man.
Yeah, jail ball. When you were in gym class and the gym teacher just threw the balls all over and said scatter ball.
That
boom,
right there.
It's free for all.
Mm. Real.
You dodging footballs left, right, dodge, kick.
That's the real Hunger Games right there.
Fist. No, exactly.
That's the real Hunger Games, man.
So
then,
what did we say?
Finally, last memory, jail ball. When you're the last person left, you sprint to that free throw line to make that free throw. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You break everybody out. You standing there
like the hero.
Everybody's like, oh my God, Mary! Mary, God, just back out.
You go back there.
That built a lot of character. A lot of character.
Get you right.
Not the lens.
You see what I'm saying?
The Lance Stevenson. So being picked last at gym, is that two?
I'm putting at one.
No, we already
got one. Yeah,
you fool.
Yeah.
Wait, okay. What do we have locked in already?
Three, four, five.
Okay.
Yeah. One.
I mean, I would say. All right, whatever.
You say two?
I'd say two because that never happens to me.
Copy one.
Say one.
Great. Okay. You lost again. Okay. Cool. So we have. Getting picked last at gym at one.
Uh-huh.
Number three, your mom showing up with your lunch that you forgot. Number four, getting caught passing notes. And number five, raising your hand and forgetting your question. So number two is going to be forgetting the homework.
Oh, that had to be number one.
That had to be one.
That had to be number one.
And you know what's crazy? That would make me hot. Because it'd be the time I actually did it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the tough one.
It'd be the time that I actually sat down
and you worked hard on it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Oh, man.
Like, you looking through your book bag, and, like, you know as you're looking through your book bag, you realize that you left your assignment at home. And you're just sitting there like, I had it done. I had it. I really did.
You know it's at home, but you're still looking through your bag while she's standing in front of you.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, hold on. Just let me get. It's underneath here.
Yeah.
It's underneath here.
And these teachers, they probably looked at us like, I tried that already.
Well, there's always the smart kid who left his backpack messy on purpose. So you're like, oh, yeah, it's somewhere in here.
Mm.
But mine was, neat. So it's like, nothing's in there.
Method.
It'd be always the days that I want to do my homework that I forget that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Be sick.
Days I don't do my homework. Oh, we're not collecting homework today.
Huh.
That's
after
the one.
All this work.
Huh. That's the
after
one.
After all this work I did.
Or, like, the teacher won't even show up. It's a sub.
That.
I'm like, wow.
You ever see that meme where he's like, you ever see that meme where he's sitting there like.
Yeah.
Put that clip in there.
Yeah.
Put that clip in there.
That junk would piss me off, man.
That's just could have changed out one or two, but
or even worse, when you study for that hard test and the next day it doesn't even happen.
It doesn't happen.
Or they say it's open
book. I was about to say
it's open book. I'm like, I could have been chilling watching TV all night. But you had me study. Study, yuddy, yuddy. Memorize every definition, every term.
Study,
yuddy,
yuddy?
I mean, y'all don't say that?
Study, yuddy, yuddy.
Hey, let's just move forward. Let's just move past it. Let's get to the next game.
Study, yuddy, yuddy. Actually, like,
oh, sorry.
I finessed. No,
oh,
I finessed.
Wait, what?
Hell yeah.
What did she say?
Now, I said, like, did you finesse through school?
Or did you try, like, really try?
Oh, I was trying, but I definitely had
I tried in certain areas where it mattered.
I really feel like I didn't do anything.
Like you didn't learn anything. Like looking back.
Not a damn thing.
Copy.
That's just a test.
I agree.
And I had AP classes. I had honors classes. I did well in like SATs and everything, but do I remember anything?
Nah. Negative.
Have you used the what is it called?
The Pythagorean theorem? That's the y equals.
How you say it? Pythagorean?
Pythagorean theorem?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, well, I use y How? Equals mx plus b to measure the slope of that ass sometimes.
But isn't that part of the Pythagorean theorem?
That's a squared plus b squared equals c squared. Oh
my yes, God. But the slope of a slant of the triangle, right?
We're embarrassing ourselves.
So we're gonna go into the next blind.
Yeah, next
ranking.
Game, please. Yeah,
next blind ranking.
That's a theater major.
Let's go to. Let's just go right into the.
Oh my God, I got used as a pickup line.
Yo, say, yeah, your butt looks real obtuse.
I'm saying, what? You ever beat a math major? You might want to throw that at.
God. Oh.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Or you're looking real acute.
All right, so the next one is
let's
right.
Go on.
Yeah, the next one.
Tomato.
Next title.
Yeah.
Best elementary school moments.
Ooh.
Okay. Let's go.
First one is winning a gold star or sticker from your teacher.
Five.
That's got to be like two because like all the other people in the class looking at me and like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm that guy.
I'm him.
Yeah. I'm that guy.
Five. I never got one.
I meant nothing unless you were lying.
See, you didn't get picked last, but you didn't get a star.
You suck.
I was only
I guess
really,
it's give or take, you know?
I was more gifted in the... I was more
athletics.
Gifted in the athletics.
Copy.
Oh.
So, gold star.
Oh, wait, and spelling class. I was gold great star. In spelling class. Memorization. Hey, it's a
I
gift.
I was doing a spelling bee.
It's a gift.
Hilarious.
It's a gift. Can you believe I lost one time? No, because seriously, can we? No, not to sidetrack, but I lost one time because I was, I kid you not, I was spelling a word, and mid-word, I forgot what I was spelling. So I asked them, hey, can you say the word again? And they're like, no, sorry. And I was like, fine. So I lost. I was like, that is the most disrespectful
spelling
thing.
Bee.
Yeah, spelling bee. And it was an easy word, too. I was like, wait, I forgot what I was. I just had
no,
a brain fart.
Once you start spelling, you can't retract.
I know, but that's crazy. What I learned after the fact. So.
And then when you got done, they asked the next person. They were like, all right, since you couldn't spell it, it's your word now. Spell
purple.
Cats.
They said purple. I knew it.
Yeah. I would have won that spelling bee too, though, honestly.
Damn.
I put it at three, gold star.
Three? Yeah, I put it at three.
I think five is great.
Three.
All right, so the threes have it. Cool. All right, the next one is. Next one is.
Okay.
Pizza day in the cafe or the cafeteria.
Oh, that's number.
Oh, back
two.
In the day when we had the Domino's.
Two.
Before they started baking that shit.
A solid two.
You funny.
Two.
I put it
piece
two.
Of day, piece of day.
It was trash because they gave us.
Wait.
They gave us.
I was still hungry.
They gave us.
In the cafeteria or when this pizza day and the teacher brought it in?
No, the cafeteria.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, okay.
Oh, if that it's every Friday, right?
If it's the cafeteria.
Pizza day is every Friday.
It was every Friday.
Some Fridays they had Domino's.
Oh, yeah.
But they cut the slice in half.
Yeah. It's four or five for me.
Four or five?
If it's school pizza, then it's lower in the tier. If it's like they brought it in from like Michelino's or Domino's.
But
From what?
Who the hell is Michelino?
Who's Michelino?
Who the hell is Nickelodeon?
I was like, Malcolm, please stop it. Yo, what
nigga said Michelino's. I was like,
what did he say?
Michelino's?
Who is Nickelino?
Michelino's.
Oh, Michelino's?
Michelino's.
Oh, they said Nickelino.
I thought you said Nickelino.
Oh my gosh.
I said, first of all, that is not a part of the vernacular.
Wow. Never say that. Michelino's pizza was the one that was brought in.
Y'all
funny on the good pizza days.
Y'all have funny, bro.
Wow.
Said swear, bro.
Do you guys think I would really
what?
Say that?
Say what?
That's the blackest Italian name I've ever heard.
I was like, who worked there?
Wow.
Alphonse?
Wow.
Niggas making beef patties? What?
That's got to be studied, first of all. Why is every Italian pizzeria owned by Spanish people making Jamaican food? I want to know.
It's crazy.
Making beef patties. I want to know why it slaps.
It throws you off. It does slap. How you doing to make this, huh?
I'm saying, where you from? Everything all right? Okay.
Where you from?
Calm down.
Go ahead.
That's not a bad question.
So, pizza day.
Four.
What do we have like already?
Four.
Four. No,
we only have three and four.
So four.
Four, fine.
Four. Okay. Next one is getting picked to erase the chalkboard.
Oh, I love that.
Five.
That's it.
I actually didn't like chalkboards.
Doing Chalkboards annoy the hell out of me.
Yeah, I didn't like chalkboards.
Dry
erase board's different. Yeah, dry erase board. That's more satisfying, but a chalkboard is annoying.
Five. Yeah. I'd say two. Five. It's good.
I'd say five.
Two is good.
I think, depends. Any kid that watches this is going to be
how
like,
how old am I in this scenario?
You're in elementary
school. It says elementary school moments. So anywhere from,
you about,
I guess.
You about eight.
Yeah. I said two, Nicole.
But any kid who's watching this is going to be like, what's a chalkboard?
Exactly.
Wow.
Because they all have like the smart boards now.
It's pretty dumb.
They all bring in their iPads.
They ain't never heard the screech on the chalkboard when the teacher's trying to get your
that junk. That junk really.
That one kid who's writing it like a pen. I'm like, bro, it's chalk. You got a little slant on it.
Side note, am I the only one that tried to draw a circle on the chalkboard to pretend I was in chalk zone?
Chalk zone?
You're a real special kind.
You are. You're special, all right, man.
Okay. Never mind. I saw someone else do it. I didn't say I did it.
Good at sports, no gold stars, drawing circles on the chalkboard. I'm learning a lot.
Nigga said, Rudy got the chalk. I'm learning a lot about it.
Okay, thank you.
By himself in the room. Rudy got the chalk.
Okay, cool. All right. Yeah. It's not like I really believed it.
Okay.
Yeah, you tried to jump through that hole.
I did, but that's neither here nor there. You
bumped
said
his noggin.
I see five.
Nigga
now.
Went to the TV. We can do. We can do.
You didn't try to jump in the TV.
Say five.
Nah, I'm sorry. Okay. So getting picked to erase the chalkboard. What number did we put that at?
Number two.
Number
said.
Five.
I put it at five.
All right.
I put
number
it at five.
Five
now.
Jason, five.
Yes, sir.
All right. Great. It's not looking good for you, bud. Next one is.
we had different school experiences.
I see.
Adams.
That's right.
So we only have we only have one and two left. Next one is book fair.
I like book fair.
Love book fair.
Two.
Two.
I just liked it because it got me out of class.
Two.
That too.
Yeah,
I'll say two.
And then your field trip. Your mom will give you extra money.
My mom gave me a $5
for the day to go get. Oh.
Who's in the Discord?
What you mean?
I'm sorry.
It says Book Fair W.
Oh, well, obviously people are watching. We're live.
Oh, my bad. I totally forgot.
Yeah, don't you know how it works? Come on, seriously.
Rob's here.
Oh.
Like this guy.
Rob.
Yeah.
Rob.
I was like, who's here?
My guy Rob, man.
Book Fair, you get a free
this one time, my mom gave me $20 for the Book Fair, and I really liked a guy. And I gave him half the money.
Hey, yo.
And
what?
I
didn't half the money?
If I find out my child
took my 20
and broke
my 20 and broke that shit
with another broke
with another
kid
person.
Hey, yo.
I'm going straight to the parent.
He said with another broke kid.
I'm going straight to the parent.
I'm only in charge of one broke kid.
I'm in charge of one broke kid. You owe me $10 right now because your broke ass son.
Oh my god,
you owe me $10 and we're not leaving it to you.
Knocking on the door.
Listen, I'm not leaving till you give me my $10.
Oh, that's funny.
$10 and I could go.
I got in trouble though. I got in trouble because I never bought any books.
I'm glad you got in trouble. Dang. Actually.
And they're like, where'd that money go?
To his lunch? Like, what you pay for?
How you even give him $10?
I just gave him $10.
Oh, they gave you two tens.
So what did he give you?
Yeah.
No.
Nothing.
What? Okay. So he gave you nothing and. You wasted $10.
He said he wanted a book, but he didn't have money.
So he didn't have money. So tell him to figure it out.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
We're eight.
I'm learning.
Tell him to be a man.
Oh my god.
Grow up. Real world is. He said life's hard.
Life's hard.
Make sure.
Did hold my hand for the rest of the day.
Two. Nice.
That's it.
All right. So we got book fair at 2. We got getting a gold star at 3. We got piece of day at 4. And we have getting picked to erase the chalkboard at 5.
Don't do that.
Number one.
I can't take you seriously.
Which I love. And I think everyone here will also love it. Number one is recess with no limit.
Oh, hell yeah. What? Field day?
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Field day go crazy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That'd be the best.
I miss my recesses.
I played like 19 games of kickball that day.
Dang. But you tired.
Nah, because like
when you're young, listen, you be running. You don't never stop.
That's facts, man.
Listen, you never have to stop. School, when you were in third grade, the fourth graders were always good at kickball. You just wanted to beat them, and we played until we beat them, and we lost every single game.
Sheesh. That's a long time.
Yeah, it was fun,
the days of my youth.
Recess, man. Good days, man.
That was a good time for me. That's also where I thrive, too.
Recess?
Recess, gym.
Thrive.
And
thrive.
Recess, thrive. Gym, and lunch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so you never learned anything.
I didn't like sitting in the classroom.
What else was there to do?
I like sitting down for long periods of time.
I'm saying, my attention span.
Learn what?
Like, I don't recall.
Like, school.
I learned enough. I learned more about people.
Can I tell you something?
Wait, were you guys in Gifted and Talented?
What'd you say?
No.
Were you in GT, Gifted and Talented, where they took you out and made you do special tests for the, like, space?
No.
What? What's that?
Oh, okay.
No, y'all special.
I was explain part of that. A GT program.
Explain. What happened?
I was
happened?
Part of GT, so it's Gifted and Talented, and they would take me out of class, like, every so often. Like once a week to do these tests, and it would be like very psychological tests.
How old were you?
I got accepted in second grade, and it was from second.
They were doing psychological tests. Second grade.
Second
grade. No, but like I wasn't.
They was testing the second grade.
Is she driving through?
You know, where's
she driving?
Like they were testing me with like face and like. Oh, you can't hear me?
No, it's like in and out. So you driving through something.
They must not like the pod over there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I said too much.
I wasn't a gifted and talented guy. I wasn't a GT. D?
D.
See? I wasn't gifted and talented.
Really, clearly, spelling wasn't my...
La, la, la,
no,
la,
guys,
la,
I think
la,
they're
la,
watching
la,
us.
La, 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 la.
Did you drink
That's
some pink
crazy.
Drink?
I can't talk about it.
Pinkity drinkity?
You had a pink drink or something?
No.
What's going on?
Adam, I can't even take you seriously.
You can't do that. You just can't do that.
It's all right. Strikes. How much were those shoes, man? How much were they?
$200.
You spent $200 for Grinch cheese?
I spent $200 for grass, Jason.
Is that Adidas?
For grass?
For grass.
This is Nike.
That's Nike? Nike did that?
This is Nike. These are the Cactus Plant Flea Market overgrown.
I am driving on Discord, and I can tell that's not Nike.
Hey, yo.
Okay, the next one. Next one is inconveniences.
I hope that grows out of...
Hey, Nicole.
Get your money up, not your funny up.
Wow. Wow. Growling, man. Come on.
Go ahead, Will.
Sorry, Will. Go ahead.
What you looking at me for?
I'm sorry. No, just do it one more time. I never knew how you could do that, man.
I'm learning. Like I'm saying, this episode, I'm learning a lot.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know, man.
What?
It's crazy. I didn't know you could do that. It's just...
I mean, I kind of just like picked it up.
Man of many talents.
Oh, party trick. Okay.
I heard the dude do it, and I kind of just practiced a little bit. What'd you say?
What's everybody's party trick? There you go.
<Got out. laughs>
Shut up, Jason.
Next one is inconveniences.
I can juggle too.
Juggle what? Juggle what, Adams? Juggle what? What could you juggle?
You know
Let
what?
Me know.
Never mind.
What could you juggle?
Never mind.
No,
explain yourself. What could you juggle?
Since
we talking about it.
Please, no.
What are we juggling?
Never mind. Just forget it. That went left. That went. I thought we were talking about party tricks. So I just. Never mind.
Nah, it's just the way you said it.
Yeah, that's
too.
A party trick.
I can juggle,
trick.
Too.
Yeah. Nicole? stay in your lane.
He was so happy.
Literally, stay in the lane.
Get it?
Please, stay in the lane.
Get it?
Please do not switch lanes.
Stay in the low lane.
Get
it? Low lane.
He was,
get it?
Low
lane.
He
get
was
it?
So excited.
Oh, my God, that was funny.
You were so excited to tell us you know how to juggle.
Okay,
control.
Will.
That's crazy.
Will. I didn't.
Oh, my God.
You know, never mind. I'm not even going to bother before I get canceled.
Yeah, y'all are funny.
Yeah, yeah. Will, you said something?
So I'm crying.
I did. I said, what are you juggling? But I'm going to let that go.
Yeah, no, you can let it go.
Let it go.
Inconveniences.
I'd be crying. Oh,
the first one for inconveniences. The main road to work / home is closed.
Oh, no, one. One. Because why is it every single time that I'm driving,
you have to do construction. Mm. And then on top of that, mm-hmm. not only are you doing construction, but you're having cones spread out through the highway mm. for eons of miles and miles and miles, but you're only doing construction in one small area of the entire road. So now everybody has to literally travel in one lane because you want to block off the entire universe just to work on 3 feet of construction. Make it make sense. That is number one.
I'm gonna put it at number three.
I'm gonna let him have this.
After all that, I'm gonna put it at number three.
I'm gonna let him have this at number one.
I'm gonna try it. Because there was a lot of traffic getting here today. So
it was.
For no reason.
The main road, when I came home from work today, the main road was closed and I was annoyed.
Yeah, it's very annoying. It's very annoying. So I do give that to you.
And what is so confusing about going straight? New Jersey. I don't know. I mean, if there's a long road and it only goes straight, what could you possibly be confused about?
You know what got me one time Adam said this, like, really, and I really thought about it. Every time in traffic coming home from work, he said, you know, Jason, we go the same way to work. They're back every day. Nothing changed. So why are we acting like it's brand new?
Why are we acting like it's brand new road?
You took the road to get to work. You go back home like, the same road.
It's the same thing. What are you confused about?
Just drive.
We take the same road every day. It's not like we wake up and the earth is like reconstructed three different ways every single way. Like it's some sort of multiverse. Like it's the same road.
Nigga, go. Nigga's on his way back home. Oh, taking Rainbow Road tonight.
What? Come on. Can we normalize just driving efficiently?
It feels like Rainbow Road the way people be driving.
It does.
All the accents and stuff. You're like, oh, my God.
I'd be like, somebody better be dead. Oh.
My bad. You can't park there. You can't park there. Come on, yo.
Hey.
One. Yeah, I'm going with one.
One, please.
I'm going with one.
New Jersey, do better.
Hey, man.
Do better. Frozen. Seriously.
I understand, man. Today, on my way to work, four lanes. All of us going the same way, slowed in traffic. And I was like, okay, it must be axes up in the front. As we're getting up, I look over to the other side
of the traffic. Yeah.
The other side of the road
was
doing construction.
Yes.
Not this side.
Yeah, correct.
The opposite
yes!
side.
Yes! And I'm sorry.
And I was like, oh, it can't be. We can't be in traffic because of that.
Yeah.
We passed that sign that had the construction.
And all of a sudden,
we started speeding.
Boom.
I was like, we in traffic for the opposite side.
Right. Exactly.
You got people rubbernecking. That's what it is.
Rubbernecking.
I'm like,
I am a rubbernecker.
That sounds so crazy. It sounds crazy. It just sounds crazy. It just sounds crazy. It just sounds crazy. Yeah, I love it.
We gotta go to the next one.
I love it.
We gotta go to the next one. Next one is the restaurant not having anything you asked for.
Oh.
What are you a restaurant for?
I'm leaving. Number one.
I'm leaving.
Wait, did we agree the last one was number one?
Yeah, we already put that.
Praise God. You know what? You guys can have the rest.
I just need that one.
You guys, I just need that one to be number one.
I will put that at three because it's like, can I get a Sprite? We don't have Sprite. Can I get a Coke? Can I get a Coke? We don't have Coke. Can I get a Dr. Pepper? We don't have Dr. Pepper. We
what
got Dr. Fizz.
Have?
Who is Dr. Fizz?
Who do you have?
Say, yeah, we don't got Sprite. We got Starry. Starry?
Say,
what do you have?
Said sorry? No, Starry. I don't. I'm stars? No. I want a Sprite.
What do you have back there?
We have Sierra Mist. I didn't ask for that.
He said, I want a Dr. Pepper. I got Dr. Thunder. What? What are you talking about?
Dr. Thunder?
I say three. Yeah, I say three.
Three is
Can
good.
I get a Coke? We have an RC.
Who?
Wow.
Who is that?
Who's RC?
RCXD.
No, but we're talking about drinks. What about the food?
Yeah.
They don't got the food.
True.
Imagine you order something and they don't come back for like 10, 15 minutes. Be like, hey, actually, we're out of this.
Facts.
And you're hungry too.
That is crazy too.
Yeah. You go into a burger joint and they're like, no burgers today. No burgers.
No burgers.
What are y'all still open for?
It's Burger King.
It's like when we went to Jason, it's like when we went to McDonald's that one day, they were like, we got one filet of fish and one McChicken left. I said, what? And it sounded like he was eating one of them. I said, well, which one are you eating right now? He said, we only got one filet of fish left.
What? I'll take the fish filet. Oh, we're out of fish filet. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You pull up to the window, he's snacking. I'm like, I'm going to beat your ass. That's
all it is.
Number three.
Next one is.
Okay.
Yes, Nicole.
Oh, my God.
Next one is having to stay late at your job.
Sorry, I'm delayed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say it again.
Having to stay late. Having to stay late at your job.
Oh, two.
I mean, that's every day, though.
How late are we talking?
Is until like the next person get there.
Ooh,
two.
Oh,
and they are running late.
Yeah, two. I don't like waiting on people.
Actually,
like that. Yeah.
Four.
I don't like waiting on people like that.
Because I'm gonna just leave.
I'll give that as a
why are you making that my burden?
I'll give that a two.
I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
No,
my shift ends at 7. I'm clocking out.
Right.
That's not my problem.
My shift before I came.
I put
here.
That at 4 or 5.
I'd say 2 only because I literally cannot leave.
Why can't you leave?
What'd you say, Optimus Prime?
Optimus Prime. Autobots, roll out.
Oh my God.
What'd you say, Cole?
We gotta give Nicole like a router or something. I'm gonna order her like a router.
She's frozen in time. It's a wrap.
Shut up, Jason.
You gotta give her a router? Come on.
Error.
Yo.
Oh my God. Anyway, I'd say number 2 because I literally can't leave.
I put that at 4. Y'all are funny.
So we got 2.
Why
fours.
Can't you leave?
I can't leave because I work at a hospital. So like if I leave my position, then there's no one that's going to be able to not no one, but like
it'll be okay.
My primary job is to handle crisis at my job. Yeah, so
crisis averted, leave.
It's just not your crisis anymore.
I'm saying.
No, but like if something happens and there's no crisis member there, then the hospital loses that support and they're going to be like, hey, where was such and such and all that kind of stuff. So it's just one of those things where I just unfortunately.
Where was your support? Never mind. Go ahead.
I mean, we don't. I hear you. But it's okay. I'm a soldier. And God hired me as one of his strongest soldiers, apparently. So.
Yeah, there it is. That one.
I'm just looking for a vacation, God. Okay. Next one.
He said no.
No.
No. Next one is a forgotten bill hits.
Oh. What do we have locked in already?
We got 1, 3, and 4.
What's 4?
Having to stay late at your job.
Really?
Okay. All right. 1, 3, 4.
Forgotten I put bill. That at 2 because like imagine 2? You budget.
2. Yeah.
2.
I'd say 2.
Imagine you budget and then boom, car Bow. Insurance.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. And
Fuck.
Speaking of which, I got to pay my car note today.
Whoopsies.
Oh,
yeah, I'm gonna have to automate that.
Why is it not automated already? Because
honestly, I don't know. I'm really just lazy. At that, really just lazy.
Really just lazy.
That's really what it is.
You are a grown man.
Yeah, I know.
Two.
Yeah.
All right. So we have number 1, which is the main road to work / home being closed.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Number 2, forgotten bill. Number 3, restaurant not having what you asked for. Number 4, having to stay late at your job. So number 5 is going to have to be having to use the bathroom right after getting out of the shower.
Oh, ooh. Come on. That would have been higher up for me.
I'm going back in.
Gotta go back in.
That's the sign that the devil is alive. That's how you know that the devil is real.
Let you finish that. Let you finish your whole shower.
As soon as you wipe your ass, you got to shit again?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's devil's work.
Yeah. What's really bad for
that's
me, too,
Satan.
Is like when I... What'd you say?
That's got Luther written all that's over it.
That's Lucifer right there.
Come on, yo.
It's really annoying when like you're taking a shower and then mid shower you realize you have to go.
Mid shower,
I'll get out soaking
I'm
wet.
Cool mid shower,
what?
Yeah, I'm cool mid shower because I got to get back in the shower. I'll sit on that toilet soaking wet.
Well,
but if I'm all clean and dried up and lotioned up,
wait, you can just get out all this and take a
if I have to, yeah,
I'm cleaned up, lotioned up, oiled up.
See moments like that.
If I'm all moisturized, clothes on.
You know what that made me think of? What was that TV show where the guy ended in the bathtub and he had his BlackBerry?
In Runt's house?
Yeah.
He wasn't cleaning himself.
Hey, yo.
Whoa.
He was sitting there like.
What was he doing?
Today's lesson is family. Always treat your family like they are blood. He was
just type it like this on the BlackBerry.
Head that like grown this. Man, yo.
Grown ass man, by the way. Grown ass man, Rev Run, sitting yo. In the bathtub. And then he gonna put his thing down and do this.
And close his eyes and go back.
Nigga said, "Whose house? Ronda.
Who are you?" You had that tough intro and outro, man. You ended like that.
Whose house?
Grown ass man, by the way, on MTV, ending his show like that in a bathtub, butt ass nigga. With a BlackBerry. Always reap the fruits of your labor. Some whack ass life lesson that.
Oh my gosh. That's funny.
That's a throwback. That's a throwback show.
All right. Next game is called Cut One, Keep One. Mm. So
you could cut it, you could keep it, you could keep it, you could cut it.
Mm.
Okay. Cut it, keep it, cut,
cut
one.
It, keep
it.
Okay.
I'm crying.
So basically,
I'm sorry.
Basically, just the rule of it is you just have to either keep it, or if you want to cut it, you have to cut this completely from out of your life.
Cut it.
So cut it. The first one,
you need cut, to
leave. So the first one, Netflix or Hulu? Cut one, keep one.
Cut Hulu.
Cut Hulu.
Yeah, you can cut Hulu.
Cut Hulu.
Cut Netflix.
Oh.
You're bugging. Netflix was there since Blockbuster wasn't.
Because how you gonna tell Hulu me? Hulu is Disney Plus and ESPN.
Oh, I understand. I understand.
That's
you.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
I understand you, Nicole. What's that? Oh wow, yeah.
Look at how he holding the phone, man.
Sleeping in his bed in the tub,
with candles next to him.
Bougie as hell.
It's just so like
he's surrounded by candles
and that's bubbles. What I'm
candles like, and bubbles.
And bubbles. Like, what are you doing,
living
bro?
Living his best life. His best life.
Oh, every episode.
Oh my gosh.
I still say cut Hulu though.
Cut Hulu.
Respectfully and disrespectfully.
Well, Hulu has live sports.
Yeah, but like Netflix though.
It's you know Disney Plus, ESPN, and Hulu. They're all together.
I understand you. I get it. I hear you.
Okay, so then, you know what?
Wait, is this a group decision thing? Or is this?
No, everyone's personal.
Yeah, personal.
Oh, okay.
Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm keeping Netflix.
Yeah,
I'm
okay. Netflix. So it's not a group decision.
Netflix
Nicole, so
got like two good shows.
Netflix got the shows.
Netflix has
they
a lot
got
of good
two
content.
Good shows.
Netflix had the series.
Did you guys?
And a lot of times there's bad acting.
Oh well, yeah. There's a lot of like B-rated movies.
Oh, absolutely, but
Hulu has it.
They're funny though.
Hulu has like Sharknado and everything.
I'm saying,
Alice in Borderland.
That's crazy. All right, next one is Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network.
Oh,
one has to go.
Cut Nickelodeon, keep Cartoon Network.
No.
Cartoon Network had the cartoons, and we can
you know
go.
What?
We can do a versus bar for
I'm
bar.
Bar for bar. I can
is
have
that a,
to agree.
Is that an episode?
Cartoon Network raised me to I'm be saying. A crackhead.
Yeah, we
Conan
started.
Conan, Kids Next Door, Teen Titans, Code Leo,
you know what?
Samurai Jack,
you know what?
Samurai Jack,
Jack.
Know what?
Bravo,
you know
Johnny
what?
Bravo, yeah. Powder Puff,
Ed and Eddie,
Ellie and Mandy, Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yeah,
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
I understand.
You can't go bar for bar with me on Cartoon Network.
I understand.
You can't go bar. Cartoon Network is.
You have a versus.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say cut Nickelodeon too.
Yeah, you cut Nick. Like,
although I love my Nickelodeon.
Now they
but,
have the live action, but
no,
Cartoon Network had the
I love
shows.
SpongeBob
they had the shows. Yeah, they had the
but
shows.
Cartoon Network.
Like, come on, man, Ed and Eddie,
and Eddie,
Looney Tunes show. Like,
when,
come on.
Whenever Cartoon Network had like the Ed and Eddie and the Powerpuff Girl episodes with that stuff that are like Christmas themed, like
exactly
those episodes took me.
Yeah. Like, special place. Special
they used
place
to have,
I hear you.
In
right
between
here.
Shows, they used to have the Cartoon Network City where all the
yeah!
cartoons were walking around.
Come on now.
It.
Come on now.
Come on.
Take me back.
Oh, I missed that.
Hey, none of y'all kids know about that right
they
now.
Yeah.
When you would see like Blossom like smacking Eddie, like
yeah,
or like Grimm messing around with like yep. Samurai Jack. Mm-hmm. Like I loved
it. Oh, Grim Reaper, Billy and Mandy. Oh my goodness.
Come on, man.
Cartoon Network is done now, right? They
wow.
No.
What?
Done.
Well, they don't have like the tunes no more.
Yeah. Not the OGs.
Not the
yeah,
OGs.
They do.
Everything is all like
oh,
like Adventure Time. Or
they
whatever
do
that
reruns.
Show is.
They're
hey,
just not.
I mean,
TV.
They got regular show. They got regular show.
Once they came up with regular show, that's when I stopped watching Cartoon Network a little bit. That's when it went down for me.
Hey, Gumball, Adventure Time, and Regular Show, those three shows are good. They got it.
I mean, that was like when they started to transition, and that's when I started to
transition out of it.
Transition out of it.
Yeah, they've been started transitioning.
Before that? Before Regular Show?
What are we talking about?
They had, yes, when that whole phase of Flapjack, Chowder, and Camp Lazlo happened.
Oh, yeah.
Chowder.
Oh, right. No, Camp.
That's my phase.
Camp Lazlo was still in there.
Camp Lazlo, my gym partner's a monkey. You can't go bar for bar with me.
Those were still. Flapjack, those were still.
No, no, no.
Total Drama Island?
That's when it started to. Total Drama Island is.
That's separate. Yeah. That's goated. Goated.
Come on. Come on. This ain't competition.
Cut
Nickelodeon.
Cut.
Got it.
You're not hearing me.
You're not hearing me.
Cut it. Cut it. All right, what's next? Well,
nah, embrace cool. This way too hard. You need to cut it.
Okay.
I'm right. Talking about you need.
Oh.
All right. Next one is Beyonce.
I don't know what that was. I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
Oh, be careful what you say.
Excuse me.
Oh, my bad.
Be careful what you say.
Excuse me.
Be careful what you say.
Yeah, yeah. Next one.
Why are we even putting. No.
Next one is Beyonce.
Why are we doing this?
Beyonce versus Rihanna.
Cut the beehive. Get it out of here.
Beyonce versus Rihanna.
Get the beehive. Got it. Get the beehive. Re all.
You better be careful, man.
Okay.
Disturbia. Disturbia.
Come on.
Nicole sent that kiss. She could send the punch through the screen.
All you see is.
Damn.
Get dressed by both.
Knock my dude.
He laid out on the floor like the dance videos, man.
That's a good one. Because honestly.
Which one?
Yeah. Neither of them like really, really resonate with me.
What version of Beyonce am I getting?
Yes. That's a great question.
No.
What version of Beyonce?
Exactly. This is what I'm talking about because there's so many.
Oh, great.
Don't. Why
now
would you ask this after her birthday? Her birthday
started.
Literally just passed yesterday.
Do with it.
Are you kidding me right now?
I don't know.
Why are we voting?
Next question.
We both
next,
just, I'm just gonna.
Question.
I'm just gonna vote.
Like,
just to
so
vote.
Just pick. Just pick.
I'm gonna say
you're
cut out.
No.
I'm gonna say cut out Beyonce.
Cut out Beyonce. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Cut out Beyonce.
Stop baiting her, yo. All right.
I'm going to say cut out Beyonce. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'll keep Beyonce.
All right.
She said the audacity to do this after her birthday. I didn't even know it was her birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry? Hello? Nicole, if you can hear us, we can't hear you, babes.
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 Hey, babes, we can't hear you.
Oh, she's still gone. Donski.
Yeah, next question.
I don't want to start talking if she comes back.
I think she's gone. I think she's gone now.
Okay, so we're going to go to the next one.
She's frozen. Oh.
You're an idiot, Malcolm.
So
you're an idiot, Malcolm.
We're gonna go to the next one.
I'm not talking to y'all.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't know how to move forward here.
Hello?
I don't know how to move forward here.
I don't know where we go from here.
Tears.
It's not you, it's me.
Tears.
So you were saying, Will?
So the next one is Chris Tucker acting career versus Eddie Murphy's acting career.
Oh no. We keep it Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker.
We gotta keep Chris.
I think I vibe with Chris Tucker a little bit more, but Eddie Murphy got it. Like some of his old movies.
I goat it, yeah.
But I like Chris Tucker. Just Rush Hour.
Eddie Murphy is Eddie Murphy's universal.
Okay. Well, do you think that Chris Tucker more appealed to black people? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, necessarily.
Can
you guys even hear me?
Yes.
No, we hear you.
We hear
which
you.
We're thinking.
I think Eddie Murphy at one time had the biggest comedy special, movie, and something else.
Was that Delirious?
I'm sorry. What are you guys comparing this to?
Chris Tucker
acting,
and Eddie
acting
Murphy.
Career.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Eddie Murphy. It's
like,
not just comedy special.
I like
Eddie
Rush
Murphy.
Hour. I quote Rush Hour daily.
Yeah, I'm agree with Malcolm. I resonate with Chris better.
Oh, I was waiting for your sweet and sour
chicken.
Like,
it's crazy work. It's crazy to say.
He said, who is you? That's what I'm asking you. I'm me, you.
Everybody! Him! Stop beating him. What are you beating him?
He's too damn big.
Oh, she is breaking up bad. Like, this.
I'm gonna cut out Eddie Murphy too. Yeah. But I love Eddie Murphy.
Where are you, Nicole? Golly.
I'm saying
somewhere in Aspen.
What is up with y'all today?
That gotta be stopped.
What are y'all on today, for real?
All right, so we got a couple of more. Next one is Wi-Fi versus hot showers.
Oh.
Which one you get rid of?
I need the Wi-Fi. I got to make bread.
I can take a cold shower.
Yeah, I need
cold
Wi-Fi.
Cold showers are good for you.
You need it too, Adams, right?
He said you about to pick hot shower? You going to be using data for the rest
of
your life?
Yeah, I'll use data.
You need that Wi-Fi, right?
We know you need.
I heard you be lagging on zombies.
Okay.
Roll clip.
All right. Okay. Let's not and say we did, right? So here's my thing. Hot showers for me is, like, that's a need. You know what I mean? Like, taking a cold shower for me is a, no. Do you know what it's
Look
like?
Me,
Cause I know. I went to Haiti one time, right?
You be lagging hard.
I went to Haiti.
A hot shower in Haiti, you went to Haiti. Is different than a
no,
hot shower in
No, I didn't
United
have
States.
A hot shower in Haiti. It was all, I showered at the river. It was a cold river. And I had to wash myself using river water. And that was cold. I was very uncomfortable showering with other people around me in a cold river. Everyone around me is just, washing their armpits, washing their, you know, their privacies. And I'm sitting there like, oh, my God, I can't even, like, I don't even feel comfortable. Like, I was very, so I need my hot shower. So I'm going to say cut out Wi-Fi, respectfully. I love Wi-Fi.
That's tough.
It is tough. It was hard.
We got some more cut one, keep ones, right?
Third world problems, man.
It was really ghetto.
And I never went back.
Never.
We
never going
we're
back.
We're really spoiled here.
Never going back.
We got some more.
Trust me, hot water. If y'all was in my position, I think y'all would understand.
But they're not saying that you're not getting water. It's not like you're gonna go to a river. He's just saying it's not gonna be hot. That's
yeah.
All.
No, I need hot because all I had was cold at one point.
Okay. All right.
Like there was no heat.
So we got some more cut one, keep ones.
Stop at us.
Do you know what it's like to not have electricity?
No, I hear you. I hear you.
I'm sorry.
But you said you was in Rahway, so you good, right?
It's fine.
Okay. So we got a couple more cut one, keep ones. But for this part of this section, it's going to be with guests that we had. So we have to cut one or keep one of the guests that we had.
That's rough.
Ooh, that's messy.
That's rough.
You messy, Will.
Hey, man.
Smart. Are you sure we should do this?
You answer first, Will.
I'm going to plead the fifth on that one.
Go ahead. Part of the game. First one is.
Don't say, please, Will. Please.
I know he's going to say. Go ahead.
I know what he's going to. Please don't include it.
Go ahead.
Please do not make me do it.
Because I'm going to do it. Because
I'm going to do it. You know why I don't do it?
First one is Khalil versus Sean.
Oh, that's hard.
Ooh, those were two good episodes.
Yeah, we're just talking about the episode. Yeah. We're not talking about it as a person. We're talking about the episodes.
Those
were two great episodes.
Those are two great. That's why I put them together. I was
like,
this is dope.
I'm going to cut Khalil's episode because.
What? Lying like a rug?
Because he's good. No, because we're going to bring. I want to bring him back for more.
Okay.
True.
I liked Sean's episode because it was a little bit more informative. And okay.
I learned
different.
A lot. Yeah.
It was dope. Different.
It was definitely like a learning episode. Okay. We learned what we need to learn.
And he said I was lying like a rug. So
yeah, I agree.
We got to be clear.
Challenge me on everything. Cut him.
Lying like a rug.
Cut him.
Lying like a rug.
Got to take that.
Oh, my God.
All right. Next one is G-Trill versus Chet.
Oh,
cut G-Trill.
We need Chet.
My name Chad.
Is Chad really a guest?
He's not a guest anymore. We definitely have a good standing with Chad.
If it's between them, I would cut G-Trill only because I don't think we did G-Trill's episode correctly.
I agree.
Okay.
We didn't let him talk about like the stuff that he doesn't know.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
So I would love to get him on another episode and do it correctly.
Mm-hmm. You heard it here first, G-Trill. We want you back.
There you go.
We want you back. All right. Next one is.
Shout out Chad. Who missed the episode?
Yikes. Okay.
The last one, too? Crazy. Couldn't be me.
Hey, yo.
That's the shot he's been wanting to take at Chet for months.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Was,
no, Chet gonna start off crazy next season.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yo, and by the way. Oh, gosh.
All right. The next one is Steven or Naeem?
Steven or Naeem? I would keep Steven because that's more up my alley as far as things I'm interested in, as far as acting versus wrestling. Like, I'm not that big into wrestling as you guys are. So that's why I would keep Steven.
You like acting?
Ouch. No, so, I love acting. I love acting. I used to act a lot. Not as much as you because you're the superstar, but, you know. I didn't I end up on a commercial or anything.
Okay.
Playing
all right.
Cupid.
Okay.
What about you, Malcolm? Pleading. Adam.
Okay.
I'd keep Naeem. I'm a wrestling fan.
I like your answer, Jason.
Huh?
I like your answer.
Oh.
I keep Naeem. I'm a wrestling fan. WWE. I got my belts in the closet. Try and take
Which
one.
Which are heavy as hell, so.
Try and take one.
Bet.
Try and take one.
Bet.
Challenger.
Challenge accepted.
Pull up to the studio. Try and take one.
Bet.
Steel chair. Oh. Right to the face.
That's crazy.
Steel chair to the dome. Boom.
Bet.
All right. And the last one.
Well, I swear to God.
Cut one. Keep one.
Will, I swear to God.
Y'all ready for this one?
Yes.
This is the biggest one.
Yeah, ready for this?
I know he's about to say.
I know what he's about to say.
No, it's not even a guess, actually. It's something different. We have Chet music or Jason Jordan's music.
That's crazy.
Cut one, keep one.
That's crazy.
I'm cutting Chet's music. I'm keeping Jason's because I'm a ride or die for my boy.
Talk to him.
That's messy, Will.
Hey, man. That's part of the game.
No shade to you, Chet. Shout out, Chet. He's dropping a new song called Set It Off. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you go stream that on all music.
Set It Off.
About to set it
no
off.
Shade to Chet. I've just been friends with Jason for like half of my life. So
that's fair.
So by default.
That's fair points. Fair points.
I listen to Jason. I don't want him to get the wrong impression. I've been
you
listening
had to
Jason
let that song go. You had to let it go. You had to let it go.
Caps and Gowns. Who was there for Caps and Gowns?
Oh,
I was.
God. That's talk wow. to him.
Who was there for overtime? None of y'all saw it. I was there.
That's very true.
I feel that dance. Come on, none of y'all don't even know them songs.
Yeah, like
you and me don't vibe. One cold summer night, broken promises.
Okay, my bars are up. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Hella late.
None of y'all was there for overtime. The lost tapes.
The lost tapes, man. Golly. A lot of songs. Shout out to Johnny, though. I do want to say shout out to Johnny because he did have his baby boy. And so I do want to shout
Noah,
him out.
Right?
That's, what's the name?
Shiloh.
Shiloh.
Shiloh. Shiloh.
Yeah. I was close.
Yeah. What did you say?
Noah.
Okay.
I mean.
Shiloh. I was close. It's on that same spectrum.
Same,
you're right.
Same world.
I agree.
Same world.
Biblical.
Yeah.
But shout out to being a father, man. Shout
yeah,
big,
father
big
figure.
Couldn't be me. Be good.
Wow.
I say,
I'm not ready. Me? I'm not ready.
I don't want the responsibility.
Big Unk.
So
Big Unk.
Before we get out of here, I just want to finish off with
back.
It. Oh wow. Ooh. Wow.
Will, please finish. What were you saying, Will?
Wow.
Will. Wow. Save us, please.
So it's gonna be
Shut up.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's a quick story time. I want you guys to answer if this is crazy at the end of it. So I went to South Carolina a couple of weeks ago. And when I went down there, one of my relatives was like, yo, I got a bag of snacks. Look inside to see what you get. And I was like, okay.
The fuck?
Hold on. Oh, so my relative was like, oh, I bought a bunch of snacks from the store. I was like, okay. So I'm looking in the bag and I'm like, I'm expecting like some random things that don't need to be in the bag. So I was like, I looked through the bottom, and then I looked all the way at the bottom, and I saw Vienna sausages. And I said, how is this a snack? And I was like, how is this a snack, right? And I pulled it out, and I showed it. I said, hey, this is a snack?
And she was like, oh, yeah, your aunt likes that. And then she proceeds to walk over and says, oh, yeah, once you get Vienna sausages and you get a honey bun. I was like, oh, no, don't finish that. You tell me you put those together?
Was she in prison?
Yo. That doesn't sound like a prison meal. Yo. Shut up, Malcolm.
Yo.
Like, you're not in jail no more.
That's, I was like, what? When have you ever put Vienna sausages and honey buns together?
Like, it, some people got to understand y'all not it. In jail no more.
That's it. Please. That's it. You're out. You're free.
You can eat regular meals.
You don't got to eat like free. That no more.
Eat regular that's meals.
It right there. That's please. It in
jail?
Yeah,
that's
so,
crazy.
So is that crazy? Put yeah. Vienna sausages and honey bun yes, together. I was like, yeah. That's insane.
That is crazy. Yeah,
that was insane. I was like, what?
Oh, my gosh.
You need to go back to prison.
Go find yourself a new meal. Put something else together.
That's what you
please.
Go back.
Oh my god!
I'll take you.
All right, I got one thing real quick. I wanted to share, you know, with you guys real quick. Share your opinion.
Okay.
Or get your opinion.
Talk to me.
Shrekking.
Wait, are we about to be a red pill podcast?
I don't know. Maybe we got certain people saying that
we're
red
pill
content
guys.
Now.
Define that. Ooh. Define that.
Like they group us in with Fresh and Fit, and
we degrade women.
Degrade women.
Apparently.
We uplift so. Women.
That's what I thought.
No, I.
Malcolm's face. Wait, hold up.
Hold up. Cut her.
Cut that.
Okay.
No, we're not red pill for the people who are listening. We're not. We love women and we uplift them.
We do. And on top of that, any woman, man or child that wants to come on the podcast and defend their opinion or thoughts, you're more than welcome to.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have an intellectual conversation. Nobody's going to put you
mature,
down.
A mature conversation.
We're not trying to put you down.
And you know I love
you're
women.
You're going to put yourself down.
Adams.
Are you going to say something after that? Or?
No, that's it.
That's it. That was a statement.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, Jason, all right. We all need you, man. Clearly.
All right, so Shrekking.
What's that?
Is a recently coined dating term that describes intentionally dating someone you are not attracted to, hoping their perceived lack of attractiveness will translate into better treatment, kindness, or a more loyal personality.
That they're going to be more loyal to you?
I'm going to date somebody that is... I
wish they would just stop putting names to things.
I agree with that. Let's stop labeling everything.
Yeah, everything doesn't need a title.
Label. Like, stop you're dating someone that's not your type. Okay, who cares?
They called it Shrekking to make it seem like it's...
They're calling it Shrekking now? Mm-hmm.
Is that
come
because...
On.
Wow, that's kind of
it's like the whole dating down
Shrek
thing.
Is an ogre.
That's kind of wild. Yeah. That's kind
of
wild.
That's really that's the concept of telling somebody that they're down mm-hmm. is crazy.
Which come
is,
on,
which
come
is
on.
Like to say I'm not your type
yeah,
is
yeah, yeah,
one
yeah.
thing, but to say I'm doubling down and like, oh no, that's wild.
Which is even crazier to call it Shrekking because all of you guys are acting like princesses but are really ogres on the inside.
Wow,
and you want to really call
but
it
what's
Shrekking.
Wrong with being an ogre?
Nothing.
But what's wrong with
nothing. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with being an ogre because ogres
an ogre?
And all types of people are beautiful. But if you're going to start acting
come on now.
Rude and mean and doing something intentionally that might hurt the other person's feelings,
come on now.
Then yeah, maybe it's not so good being an ogre.
Come on now.
Because you're Shrekking. You're dating somebody that you intentionally
don't feel.
But Shrek
is a good
feel,
ogre.
True.
But they're saying they're intentionally dating somebody they don't
find
attractive.
For what? What's the purpose
so
of that?
So they get princess treatment. So they get the perfect type of treatment.
But they're not
I think they missed
him.
The point of the movie. Because
facts.
There's no
exactly.
way you're fucking Shrek.
They found
they
true love
miss
in the
whole
movie.
Facts, facts.
It's not about what's on the outside. It's about what's on the inside. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
in
no
movie,
matter if you're
so
medium
why,
ugly, it's fine.
That's
right?
Why you can't call it Shrekking. Wow.
Yeah, you're funny for that. Nah, I agree, though. Nah, I agree, though.
Wow.
Right out of dating down. That's a little crazy.
What?
Yeah, that's how you feel it?
Yeah.
What did they say? Who was going through it?
Go ahead and close the episode, Adams.
All right. So, with that being said, I hope that you guys enjoyed the very last episode of the...
Hmm?
I know.
It's not in the show.
No, I know.
Okay.
I'm not going to reveal
no,
it
you
yet.
Did on purpose, yeah.
Yeah. So, thank you guys for tuning in to the very last episode of the season of Talk to Me Nice. Again, my name is Adams DeSeer. That's ADAM.
Don't forget the
DESIR.
Nicole.
Nicole!
Where is she? Frozen. Frozen in time.
Nigga turned to Lil' Kim.
<He's doing well. laughs>
She's just smiling.
She's frozen.
I don't know if she's going to come back or not, but
that's Nicole, I guess, Fox Mally? Davis. You can follow her on all social media platforms at Nicole Fox Davis XOXO.
Fake kiss.
To Corey. Heaven, because that's the only one that deserves it, guys.
Hey.
There
you go. Yeah.
Mally?
And it's your boy, Mally Cake.
You got stuck. You got frozen the time.
I was talking to God.
Hey. My bad.
Talk to him.
I don't want to interrupt the prayer. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Praise. And it's your boy, Mally K. You can follow me on social media platforms at MALCHABLY_KAY. You already know the vibes. Hold up. Nicole's back. Go.
She went right back to the same that was frozen? Crazy. The timing of that was crazy. Nicole?
Oh, wow.
Praise God. Just believe you got.
Yeah. Yep, so we're gonna act like we heard that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
just
so,
matter of fact, Jason, use her audio from the intro. Episode.
No, use it from the intro. Do it as the outro.
Yeah, I got you. That way.
We love you, Nicole.
Yeah.
We love you.
Yep.
She bad. You know, yeah. You guys.
You guys. Sky.
We have some improvements to make for next season.
Yeah.
Router.
We're going to get Nicole a router.
Or like a portable device that can, like, you know, give her, like, Wi-Fi.
Nicole Fox Davis on all social media platforms.
Woo! Yeah. Yes, Thirsty. Yeah. Yes, Thirsty.
Yeah.
Yes, Thirsty.
Yeah.
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 Hey.
Yeah.
All right, don't go run for run. All right, cool.
We're wrapping it up. Jersey.
Oh, she in Jersey. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, connection going
come
crazy.
Visit us.
All right, so with that being said, it's your boy Will with the visuals. It is I am Will_visuals. One more time for the people in the back. I am Will_visuals.
Hey. What you can't see.
And it's your boy Jason Jordan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music.
What we finna do?
Check me out.
And
That was clean.
And.
Uh-huh.
Come on now. If you didn't hear it back then, you're going to hear it now.
Come on now.
Follow us on all social media platforms. That's YouTube,
Instagram,
TikTok, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
Again, all of the stones.
All the stones. Yeah.
Well, hold on, not yet. So, with that being said, This was the last episode of the season, and I hope that you will stay tuned and ready for the next one. But until then, understand that talk to me nice remains inevitable. Oh, shoot.
Wait. I'm
what?
Out.
And
I'm
we're out.
Now.
And we're out. And we're out.
Hey. Bitch.
Bye, guys.
It's been real.
Next season, it'll just be me.
That's crazy.
Bitch. Yo, what up? It's the Big Cheddar Pepper stepping on time out. Season 4 now come to an end, and I just have to say some of the highlights that I enjoy from season 4 is just seeing the growth of my boys and how far they've come, taking the podcast on the road, went all the way to Puerto Rico. We saw Adams get attacked by bugs. That was amazing. Gone to get closer with the boys by playing zombies with them, you know, so just being able to grow with them is another highlight. And you know, just them having special guests. I've learned from some of the guests and how they visualize for their businesses or how they visualize for their projects that they have upcoming. We also had the time G Trill had a little fun, you know, that one night. We're not gonna talk about it because the boy got a girl now. And you check out my boy Mary, by the way, also a little update on that. And now that season 4 is over, I think we got Adams to finally support black businesses, which is another highlight. So shout out to that. Man, shout out to the Talk to Me Nice crew and everything that they're doing, man. Shout out to them. They're helping independent artists like myself promote music. Shout out to Jason and his stuff. He dropped, I believe it's 2 new songs, or he dropped a song and another song's coming soon. My boy putting in work. That's another highlight, man. They're not only doing the podcast, they're doing stuff beyond the podcast and still bringing us content on a weekly basis. Better talk to them nice and chill, man.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy DJ Static, fresh off of work. And I just wanted to take this moment and talk about one of the dope experiences that I had this year. And that was definitely when I was on the Talk to Me Nice podcast. Everything about that experience was dope. And like 10 out of 10 recommend, you know what I'm saying? Bring me back. You could bring me back. You know, I'm not too far away, but I will say definitely everything about it was genuinely awesome. The vibes were great. The conversations were funny. The games were good. And like they genuinely picked my brain in some scenarios. Like I definitely one of my top five moments of the year. What I will say to them is, you know, thank you for having me on the Talk to Me Nice podcast. Continue to do what you do. And for you guys listening out there, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, all that. Follow them on all their social medias and stuff like that, because they're dope. They're going to continue to be dope and, you know, join the journey. But make sure y'all bring me back. I'm ready for the next season. Cheers to the next season. I'm out of here.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Steven Strickland. I spell it with a V because pH balance for women, and I am all man. Yeah, it's corny. I said it. But on a serious note, it was an honor and a pleasure to be on the Talk to Me Nice podcast. And what I love most about it was the energy, the camaraderie of the fellas and what they brought to the episode. It was great to be in the middle of all the shenanigans. You guys did a great job. I love the questions. I just love y'all in general and what you do and what you stand for and the message that you're bringing to the people and the entertainment that you're bringing to your viewers. So yeah, it was just great to be a part of it, man. I would love to come back in season 5, 6, 7, 8, however many more seasons you want to have that you're blessed to have. I would love to be a guest, you know, because there's always things going on. And yeah, so just in case you need a clear clip, what I loved best about being on the show was the energy and the camaraderie of the fellas. Everybody did their part. They did what they were supposed to do. They understood the assignment. I'm glad I was a part of the assignment and to be right in the middle of all the shenanigans. So that's what I loved about being on the podcast. And, you know, once again, it's your boy, Steven Strickland, Mr. Do What You Love and Love What You Do. Thanks for having me on the Talk to Me Nice podcast.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Mimi Kayla. You probably have seen me in the earlier podcast. I just want to give a big shout out to the guys for just allowing us to go in there and just be ourselves. You guys are amazing, so creative. I wish you nothing but the best, and I definitely believe this is going to be something that's going to blow up. You guys deserve it. You guys work super, super hard. What you guys are doing is motivational and inspirational. It was just an idea and it became reality. So kudos to you guys for all the hard work that you guys are putting in. I think one of the best things I loved about the podcast was that we were able to do it together. I think it's cool to have a friend group that has different personalities, different minds of creative. I personally love to have friends that are in the creative mind that like to do the same things that I like to do. So, you know, I'm just grateful that you guys gave us that space, that outlet to just experience what it's like to be on a podcast. And I really liked it. I think that was so fun. You guys made the space so comfortable for us to just really speak on how we feel. And yeah, it's just a really great space. And I just can't wait to see how things turn out. Bye, guys.
Hi, Talk to Me Nice family. My name is Jasmine. I was on the podcast earlier within the season alongside Micaela. And I just wanted to, you know, do a little recap now that the season is coming to an end and wrapping up. Just highlight some of the good moments that we had. One time I do remember particular that will forever haunt me was the Michael Jackson and guessing the song lyrics and finishing off the song, and that truly sent me down a rabbit hole just so I could like learn his information, learn all of his songs. I heard more of his work and I'm more familiar with it now. And another thing, like our list, I enjoyed the list. Like
when we had to list things from 1 to 5 or 1 to 3. And even though those lists were fun, they also got deep. And that's something that I do love and appreciate about the podcast. And I just want to personally thank Malcolm, Will, and also Jason for having me on the podcast. It was a pleasure. And yeah, thank you so much for having me on the Talk to Me Nice podcast.
Yo, what's up, you guys? It's Naeem Lee Beavers from Wrestling for Dummy Podcast. Dummies, yeah! And I just want to give a big shout out and congratulations to Talk to Me Nice podcast. It was an honor and a privilege to be a part of that world. The guys are dope. My favorite part about being on the show is two things. The production that the guys have is just amazing. It's a well-oiled machine. Everybody did their part. It was just dope to see. For somebody starting out doing a podcast, it was just so dope to see how they just came together. And the second thing was, I only know Will personally on the podcast. And when I got there, I was just embraced by the cast, everybody that was there. It was, they made it feel at ease to be there talking with them. It was no awkward moments. And again, it was just a dope experience to have. I would love to be invited back if you guys would have me. And I just want to say thank you, you guys. Wonderful. It was an honor being on Talk to Me Nice podcast. Wish you many more seasons, many more success, many more views. Peace.
One of my favorite things about the podcast is the laughter. Great, great time. Great guys. Amazing topics. Just love it. I loved watching every single episode. I loved being on the show. Thank you, Talk to Me Nice, for having me and allowing me to share that moment with you guys. I love it and wish you all the best.